So, if you spent any part of the last 24 hours just, staring at a loading screen or furiously hammering a refresh button,
Or maybe getting kicked out of your game right in the middle of a session.
exactly, then you experienced what we're calling synchronous chaos. This wasn't a slow news day. It was like a concentrated burst of tech
It
news.
really was. We saw a global server meltdown, these emergency security measures, revolutionary
Even
robots.
blockbuster entertainment drops, it all happened at
It was
once.
a day where the digital world sort of simultaneously broke and set new records.
Yeah.
So our mission today is to take all that information from the Taking Game Holiday Report and just unpack it for you.
Right. We want to figure out what all these separate incidents, from gaming to security, really reveal about, the state of digital culture right now.
We're going to give you the context behind all that chaos.
And we absolutely have to start with the event that didn't just break a server. It felt like it physically broke the internet.
We are talking about the Epic Game Store's Christmas mystery game reveal. This was way beyond a simple promotion. Epic pulled what analysts are calling a financial brute force move. They gave away the biggest title of the year, Cyberpunk 2077, Ultimate Edition, for free.
And let's put that into context for a second. That's a $60 package. It has the massive Phantom Liberty expansion. So Epic had to shell out what likely millions in licensing fees to CD Projekt Red for this.
Millions. They clearly didn't care about the immediate cost. They cared about one thing: market disruption.
And the disruption was, well, it was immediate and it was total.
Within 3 minutes of the announcement, the Epic Games launcher it ceased to function globally. We were watching Downdetector and the reports just spiked, like vertically. A complete 500 internal server error nightmare.
So the knee-jerk reaction is to call that a failure, right? A company that can't handle its own traffic. But was it really a failure?
That's the critical question.
Or was the server crash just the, I don't know, the cheap price of entry for a massive PR win?
I think it's the second one. This was a deliberate, calculated move in the, quote, war against Steam. Epic's goal was never a smooth download experience for everyone at 7 p.m. on Christmas.
Their goal was to dominate the conversation.
Exactly. Steal all the oxygen from the Steam winter sale. And they did it. But more than that, they're playing the long game here, based on something called long-term value, or LTV.
Okay, so break down LTV for anyone who might not know that metric.
Sure, LTV is just how much money a user will generate over their entire time on your platform. So by giving away a $60 game, they get millions of new accounts.
Accounts that are now locked into the Epic ecosystem.
Right, accounts that might buy something else later. Acquiring millions of new users through ads would cost way more than what they paid for this giveaway. The server crash just amplified the news.
So the strategy worked. Now, here is the critical advice for you listening. Do not bother fighting the servers tonight. It's not worth it.
Please don't. The offer is good for 24 hours.
Historically, the best time to grab these things is tomorrow morning, maybe around 6.0 a.m., when traffic has died down.
It's the smart play. And the contrast here is just, it's amazing. While Epic was melting down,
Valve's Steam platform was demonstrating unbelievable scale, just shattering its own record for concurrent users.
we're talking about Steam hitting over 45 million online players at the same time.
45 million. Think about that number.
It's larger than the entire population of Canada, all on a single PC gaming platform. It points to this huge shift in how we consume games.
And the analysis says a key driver for this is the Steam Deck 2 effect.
Exactly. That new OLED hardware that came out last month, it has just removed the friction from PC gaming.
It's not just about being at a desk anymore.
No, it's on the couch, in bed, on the go. This new accessibility is what drove that 45 million user record. Gaming is now built for comfort, and people are responding.
And the games driving the traffic were, well, the usual suspects. Counter-Strike 2, Dota 2.
And of course, a forever champion, GTA V, plus the new hero shooter Marvel Rivals.
Okay, so let's shift from fighting for servers to fighting for our personal security. Because while millions were trying to get a game, millions of others were being kicked offline by a huge move from Sony.
A scorched earth response is what people are calling it.
On the PlayStation Network, yeah.
This was a massive proactive step. Sony got reports of a potential vulnerability, and they triggered a forced password reset for about 5 million PSN accounts they thought were at risk,
But the real technical move here was something called global token invalidation.
which sounds super technical and frankly very inconvenient.
So what does that actually mean for the average person playing at home?
Well, it's inconvenient because it works. When you log into your PlayStation, the system gives you a sort of temporary digital ID card. That's the token.
It's why you stay logged in.
Right, so you don't have to type your password every 5 minutes. Sony decided they couldn't risk those tokens being stolen, so they revoked all of them globally.
So you could have been mid-match, mid-movie, and suddenly, poof, you're logged out and have to re-authenticate, which sounds scary.
It does. But the key thing for you to know is that this means Sony was actively protecting you. It doesn't mean you were definitely hacked.
They were getting ahead of the problem.
Exactly. They took command. But now, you have to do your part. You have to check your email for a subject line that says, "Important notice, password reset required."
And be careful here. Verify the sender is actually Sony at email.playstation.com.
Yes. And follow the instructions. Make a new, strong password immediately.
This whole thing, this mass purge, it really just highlights how weak traditional passwords are, doesn't it?
It confirms what security experts have been yelling for years. Passwords are, they're obsolete, they're too vulnerable. So if this Sony thing is your final push, use it to move to the best defense there is, passkeys.
Everyone is talking about passkeys now. So for the listener who wants that technical edge, just briefly, how do they work? Why are they so much safer?
Okay, so passkeys are totally different because the secret part never leaves your device. They use your fingerprint or your Face ID or your phone's PIN to create these unique cryptographic keys.
So nothing is being sent over the internet that can be stolen.
Exactly. Your device proves it's you locally and tells the service, "We're good." The credential itself is never transmitted. It can't be phished, it can't be intercepted, and it can't be exposed in a data breach. It basically eliminates the biggest online security problems the last 20 years.
All right, moving from the digital world back into the physical one, the most jaw-dropping video making the rounds this holiday. It wasn't a game trailer, it was a robotics demonstration. We're talking about the new Tesla bot, Optimus Gen 3.
Yeah, Elon Musk dropped a 45-second clip that just went completely viral because it pushed the boundary of what we thought these humanoids could do.
And the task was, it was a kitchen chore. Optimus opened a hot oven, used a cloth to grab a roasting tray with a turkey on it, and placed it on a counter.
And the movement was so fluid that, you know, that robotic jerkiness we're used to seeing, it was almost gone.
Think about the stability required for that. Lifting a heavy hot tray, not dropping it, not crashing into the oven door. It's an incredible display of dynamic balance.
It's an engineering miracle. The fine motor control is amazing. But we have to bring in the skepticism from the robotics community. The big question is, was this fully autonomous? Was it thinking for itself, or was it teleoperated?
Meaning a human was controlling it remotely from off-screen, just showing off what the hardware can do.
Exactly. And given how complex that task is,
Yeah.
sensing the heat, adjusting the grip with the cloth, full autonomy is still a huge leap. But in a way, the debate is almost secondary.
Because even if it was remote control,
The fact that the hardware can physically do it is the breakthrough. It means we are so much closer to general-purpose household bots than we thought.
so the day when a robot unloads the dishwasher or sorts your laundry, it's getting closer.
Absolutely. The hardware is accelerating faster than almost any other tech right now. It really changes the timeline for when we have to start dealing with the societal implications of all this.
Speaking of societal implications
Yeah.
and huge anticipation, Netflix pulled off a major surprise drop, the first teaser for the live-action BioShock movie.
This was the hype drop the internet was waiting for. It was only 30 seconds, but it was incredibly dense. It really suggests the director, Francis Lawrence, gets the source material.
Let's break it down really quick because they hit every single note. It opens with the plane crash, stormy Atlantic, then the camera pans down. You see the silhouette of the iconic lighthouse.
The tone is set perfectly. Then we get the moment we all wanted. The bathysphere goes down, and there it is, the stunning, ruined Art Deco skyline of Rapture.
It looks terrifying and beautiful, just like in the game, the lighting, the water distortion. It looks perfect.
But the final sequence is what sold it for me. You get this sudden close-up on a little sister's glowing eyes.
And then you hear it, that heavy metallic thud. The Big Daddy has arrived. The sound design, the drill revving up, phenomenal.
And then cut to black, and you get the core philosophy of the whole story. No gods or kings, only man.
Video game movies used to be cursed, you know. But The Last of Us, Fallout. They've set a new, much higher bar.
And this trailer suggests the film is treating BioShock not just as an action movie, but as a philosophical horror, a story about objectivism gone wrong.
That's the key. If they nail the ideas behind Andrew Ryan's failed utopia, it could be incredible. The hype for 2026 is real.
It is definitely real.
Okay, finally, let's do a quick check on the financial sector, because crypto never closes, not even for a holiday.
No, it doesn't. And we saw what's known as the Santa Claus rally kind of defy expectations. Usually holiday trading is thin and prices dip a little, but the major cryptocurrencies held really firm.
So for the listener, let's define the key players. We're talking Bitcoin, BTC, the market leader.
Ethereum, ETH, the main smart contract platform, and Solana, SOL, which is the high-speed challenger.
And the big news is with Bitcoin.
Exactly. Bitcoin, or BTC, has stabilized firmly above the $118,000 support level. And that number isn't random. It's a huge psychological and technical level for traders. Holding above it is a very bullish sign.
And what does that stability signal for the rest of the market?
It suggests confidence. You have Ethereum fighting to get back over $4,500. Solana is still the favorite altcoin this cycle. But the interesting thing is what traders are expecting next.
Which is?
If Bitcoin can hold this level into the new year, a lot of people think January 2026 could be the start of what they call alt season.
And alt season is?
It's basically a period where the big gains we've seen in Bitcoin start to cascade down into all the other digital assets, the altcoins. It can lead to some really dramatic growth across the wider market.
And of course, the important reminder, this is financial news. It is not financial advice.
You have to say it. Always DYR.
Do your own research.
Always. Markets can turn on a dime. But right now, that stability at $118,000 is the big story coming out of the holiday.
So what does this all mean for you, the person trying to make sense of this crazy 24 hours? We went from a global server failure to record-breaking user numbers on Steam through a mass security purge from Sony. We saw a robot cook a turkey flawlessly.
And we got hyped for a trip to Rapture.
It just shows that in the digital world, chaos and record-breaking achievement often happen at the exact same time.
So we want to leave you with two immediate, actionable things you should do. One, go claim that free Cyberpunk game tomorrow morning when the Epic servers have cooled off. Two, if you got that email, change your Sony password. And more importantly, set up a passkey for any critical account you have.
That is the future of your digital security. And hey, if you got gift cards today, just hold on to them for one more day. Tomorrow's Boxing Day, and our deep dive will be all about hardware sales. GPUs, SSDs, peripherals. Wait for our guide before you spend the holiday cash.
And finally, here's a thought to chew on, connecting the horror of BioShock with that Optimus bot. If automation keeps advancing this fast, and we have to redefine what counts as a human chore, if a robot can cook dinner and unload the dishwasher, what does that do to the philosophy of only man being the agent of creation in the world? Is the real horror not the big daddy in the hallway, but the potential, maybe inevitable obsolescence of the human laborer, something for you to mull over?